With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Is the Washington State Supreme Court playing a pivotal role in driving a wedge between urban and rural parts of the state? Many believe it is after a recent decision in the Carranza versus Dovex case that makes it more difficult for ag employers to pay workers on a piece rate system. The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says this decision is a perfect example of how the court follows right along with the anti-farming messages from special interest groups.
They're really good at messaging it totally incorrectly, but the urban population's believe it. The urban judges believe it. And they're so far away from eastern Washington and rural Washington because there's berries up on the west side and apples on the east side that we need picked. And for farm workers and farmers themselves, the piece rate system works great.
Clark says most of the folks from the state's urban centers, including most of the justices on the Supreme Court, unfortunately, just don't get it.
A couple of special interest groups are really good at saying the farm workers are poor and picked on. They're not being paid. But overall, that messaging of they're not being paid, which isn't true. They are being paid, and farmers are ensuring their workers are making minimum wage at least, and try and defend themselves in front of a Supreme Court that has no clue what's going on in agriculture or rural Washington, and they side right along with a special interest group that has a very sympathetic, albeit very wrong, argument.
Clark says the ruling is an example of the court unfairly legislating from the bench while ignoring alternative ideas. Listen tomorrow for more on the piece rate ruling. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.